That's an emphasis for our public information staff. Part of, we have a couple of staff members whose sole purpose through this vaccine campaign is to work on vaccine equity. And so what they're doing ahead of time is, they're looking at lessons learned from the past. When you look at the 2009 H1N1 response, you look at earlier on how disproportionate COVID affected certain populations. They look at just historical data related to reasons that barriers exist for certain populations. So they've been researching that. They've conducted surveys. Vaccine hesitancy is a very real thing for a variety of reasons. And so, there's not like a really simple answer, but we have trying to uncover as many of those reasons as possible, and then to craft messaging specific to those populations, just to do whatever we can to kind of break through that.
What kind of targeted communication might that be?
I know I've worked with the team that is doing it, and it's going to be dependent on the population. I mean, that social media can work with some populations, but is not very effective for others. Utilizing community leaders for populations for that, where that makes sense, case managers. There are definitely populations where social media is going to be the way that you reach them. So it can really vary by what population that they're targeting.
How will the county be able to track who all has had it, who still needs a second dose, and how will you know when you get to a certain point, a certain saturation point, to get to herd immunity?
In terms of just kind of the generally first, second dose management, iCare takes care of that immunization registry system. Any provider in the county, the health department, a physician's office, a pharmacy, is required to report administration of all doses within 24 hours of those doses being administered to the iCare system. And that iCare system will be generally how anyone, when they show up for their second dose. I mean, we're going to give them a COVID vaccine administration card that will show what day they got a vaccine, what vaccine they received. And so that would indicate when they would be eligible to get their second dose. Not everyone will bring that back, so we will have access to iCare, so we can pull records for people at the point of dispensing to make sure that they're eligible for a second dose, and to make sure they're going to get the right manufacturer for their second dose.
What questions or concerns do you have as you approach this with, there's still probably a lot that hasn't fallen into place yet, but once the vaccine's here, everything's gotta go 0 to 60 pretty fast.
I guess for me, you kind of mentioned like kind of what kind of concerns me, and it's optimism more than concern, but I'm just hoping for just flexibility, understanding from our communities, flexibility in that at least initially we won't know when vaccine is coming. We won't know how much we're going to get. We will have a very limited time to receive vaccine and get it administered to as many people as we have doses. So there will be very short turnarounds. Like, we may not be able to advertise a point of dispensing, a vaccine clinic, until 2 days before the clinic's going to run. And so people have to be flexible, and they have to respond when they need to. And then understanding that we have a mission that's been given to us by the federal government, reinforced through the state, that only certain people are going to be eligible for the vaccine initially. Eventually, and if it's summer, if it's beginning of fall, no one knows, but eventually there will be enough vaccine for everyone.